This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They will be stretched. There's no doubt about that, but that's what they take the job for, because they love the idea of enforcing the law. We've got to bring law and order back to this country, and not just in our cities, but we need law and order back everywhere. We need law and order back in our suburbs. People are threatened there. We need it in our rural areas. People feel threatened there. And we need it in Washington, D.C. also. And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight, not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
All right, Chris Christie at it again. He's at the bottom of the pile when it comes to the polls. And, of course, Donald Trump is besting every single person that debated in the second Republican debate by at least double the amount they have, triple in most cases, almost quadruple. It's crazy, my friends. But it was a debate that was really very chaotic with a lot of chatter over each other and some swings at Donald Trump. How are you? Hey, hey, I hope wherever you are, you're doing well, because we're on the other side of hump day, which means for most people, we're getting closer to the weekend where you can breathe, hopefully, and get a little bit of space. All right, there was no space on this stage. It was not about space. It was about filling up every bloody second of air. Seven candidates faced off in this second Republican primary debate of this 2024 presidential race. And Donald Trump wasn't there, like I said. He was giving a speech in Michigan. The Republican contenders, I think, are feeling the need, the want, the pressure to stop Trump, because he's clearly the front runner in the race. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was considered to be a serious contender. You just heard Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, and DeSantis, who is a current governor, was considered to be a serious contender against Trump until the last couple of months, because then his poll numbers just started to dive. And Republican voters have rallied around Trump in the wake of his federal indictments. DeSantis's losing ground means that the unknown entrepreneur that suddenly some people now know because he's getting some TV time, Ramaswamy, is picking up some of those numbers. But the bottom line is nobody's even close. Nobody's toe-to-toe with what Trump has. So what happened if you missed the debate? The debate started with questions about the United Auto Workers strike, but mostly the focus there was on Biden. The very first question went to Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, who actually caught a little bit of heat for saying, "You strike, you're fired," about the dispute. He said that Biden should not be on the picket line. He should be on the southern border, turning most of his answer to concerns about border security. Then you had Ramaswamy, who said the workers should go picket in front of the White House in D.C. because that's really where the protest needs to be. Then it was Pence's turn. He said Joe Biden doesn't belong on the picket line. He belongs on the unemployment line. So pretty much it was a pile on Biden in the beginning, and for a whole bunch of different things, too, for his support of electric vehicles and also obviously, immigration was another very, very big one. And also China was another area that went after Joe Biden. And you just heard Chris Christie there creating a new name for Trump, Donald Duck. So that kind of has been blared out on some social media. And this is a guy who was a former ally of Trump's. But then after the election denial, is what Christie says. He denied the election results, so no way. Then he that friendship just was completely severed. There were some interesting questions that came up, including a question about schools, right? There was a question about education. And so in the question about education, Christie said U.S. schools would continue to struggle because, in his view, the Biden administration is too close to the unions. He said when you have the president that states sleeping with a member of the teachers union, there's no chance you can take the stranglehold away from the teachers union every day. In a later question, Pence said that he'd been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years, but said his wife is not a union member. He actually had a couple of funny moments, and he almost, you know, it's like when you get reaction from the crowd and you're not used to being the humor person, and obviously they put some humor in for him. He had a couple of one big line that was flat, but otherwise he got a couple of chuckles, and I think that was kind of the point, I bet, for Mike Pence, was to make him more approachable, make him seem more presidential in a softer kind of way, if you will. That's why the joking and shifting a little bit in that direction. But I'll say it again. We could talk about this debate, but it's almost a waste of my breath. These are people who have no chance. No chance, barring something else that dramatically changes, which could happen, changes the face of what's going on in 2024. But so far, no, not happening. It's not happening. The weather is on a lot of people's minds because it was a wet weekend for a lot of people who woke up with inches and inches of rain and flooded driveways, getting closer to the house. And we're talking about in the Carolinas all the way up to Maine, really. But another place that was severely rocked by it was South Jersey outside of Philadelphia. You had a lot of beach towns that got hit by the weather of the hurricane tropical storm. And it's interesting to see where some of this is landing now. So there's another one, Tropical Storm Philip, that is weakening but gained a little bit of strength over the Caribbean. So it's a tropical depression at this point. It's active in the Atlantic Ocean. And it's just a question of could it become a tropical depression or tropical storm? Who knows? But when I saw what happened, like I said, over the weekend in some of those coastal areas that were flooded, ooh, it was very gloomy in the Northeast. And now they're dried out, but some things, when they get dried out, leave remnants behind. So there are still people that are trying to pick up the pieces, if you will, from the shocker of the water that they got over the weekend. Hey, coming up on this show, the Man Cave is very popular. Everybody wants to know what's happening in the world of sports. I think it's the Great Escape. It's a great escape for a lot of people. So we're definitely going to hit the Man Cave, talk a few things NFL, look at college football, and some other scattered things that have popped up on the radar as far as sports is concerned. So like I said, that is coming up next. Then we have a couple of really great authors you don't want to miss that will make you feel so inspired. I mean, really, really inspiring conversations. But first, we go to the Man Cave.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
You're not aware, I have written a book called In Dave the Man Cave. You can get that on Amazon. I had so many people ask me about sports and what I did in the sports world and all kinds of questions about various sports. So I put that together, and we have another edition of that coming up. It was initially going to be out a couple of months ago, but because of things that are happening in the world of sports, it was smart to delay it a little bit. All right, besides Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, all the conversation over their romance or fake romance or whatever it is. I mean, could anyone be bigger than Taylor Swift in the world of music? And the answer is not really. But to put her into that equation with him, I'll tell you what, if nothing else, he owes her more than a great dinner, because the publicity for him has just raised his profile and sold a lot of merch. A lot of merch. Thursday night football has nothing to do with that romance or that team, the Chiefs. So she won't be at this game. The Lions and the Packers. This is interesting because both teams are 2-1. The Packers had that tremendous comeback win last weekend. So what's it going to look like in this one? Because we're talking about a visit to Lambeau Field for the Lions. And the last time the Lions were there, they knocked Green Bay out of playoff contention in what was Aaron Rodgers' final game in a Packers uniform. So now it's 9 months later. Now there's a chance to make history for them anyway as NFC North favorites by beating out a longtime rival. The Lions coach Dan Campbell says, we know he can be out there. We can do it. So Thursday night, you will get to see this if you're a big football fan anyway. 8:15 Eastern is when it kicks. The Packers are only favored by a point and a half. The overall total for the game, 46 points. 46 points. It's going to be a different game, I think, for Jordan Love, the quarterback of Green Bay, compared to last year. Is there any kind of a revenge motive? The Packers are even trying to play that down. They don't care about that. The Lions look really, really, really good, though. This could be a great game. Look, Green Bay has held 7 of its last 8 opponents to 20 points or fewer. The Lions have scored at least 20 points in 12 consecutive games and can match their franchise record by reaching it again on Thursday. Will they do it? I think the Lions win. I don't know about what they cover and what they don't, but I think they win this game narrowly. I think it's close. So I don't think it's any kind of a big blowout. What does it look like on the landscape for some of the other teams? It's still so early going in the season. I think there are teams that are incredibly concerned because they're 0-3. Like the Packers and the Lions, that Thursday night game, you know, they're 2-1, so it's a little bit different. When you look at some of the Sunday games, I think one that's really intriguing, it wasn't our game of the week, but the Bills and the Dolphins. The Bills and the Dolphins. The Bills are 2-1, the Dolphins are 3-0, and, you know, this is going to be played at Orchard Park, with Buffalo favored by 2.5 points, and the Buffalo crowd will be all over their backs if they don't win this game. And it's a big game for the Bills, because to slide to 3-1 versus 2-2 is a big is a much different story in the kind of seasons that we're talking about. The Bears and the Broncos, the who cares game, they're both 0-3, so someone's going to come up with the first win. Boy, I'll tell you what, Russell Wilson taking it on the chin. Denver fans are beyond frustrated. Denver favored by 3.5 points in this game, the over-under, 46 points. 46 points. Browns and the Ravens are both 2-1. That's getting played out at Cleveland Stadium. Cleveland is favored by 3 points. This is another good, tight game. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for Cleveland, versus Lamar Jackson, the quarterback for Baltimore. I say flip a coin on that one. I think that line is really, really right. The Eagles and the Commanders, the Eagles are favored by 8. I think they blow up that number even more. And the over-under for the total game is 43.5 points. The Commanders are 2-1. Like I said, the Eagles are 3-0. Who's going to redeem themselves, the Vikings or the Panthers, as they sport that exciting record of 0-3? Kirk Cousins, will you get it done in the red zone? Is touchdowns, 2 interceptions on the year. And I think a lot of this game, of course, hinges on the quarterback, and it hinges on him. At Arlington Stadium, there's nothing better than the Cowboy fans that they would like than the Patriots to get just completely annihilated. Dallas favored by 6.5 points. The whole total of the game, because of defense, is 43. And I think it actually goes a little bit over that. Just a little bit. What else is happening in the world of sports? There is some other excitement because chug, 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 we're getting closer to what? Postseason. We're getting closer to the postseason. Anything can happen in the postseason. And it's interesting to look at all 30 teams and see how do they end up where they ended up. You know, you still have excitement, the Braves just blowing it up the competition, and Ron Acuna Jr. with his 70th stolen base in the Braves walk-off win of a who-cares game because of how far they are ahead of everybody else. But pretty exciting to watch what they can do in some of these games if you're paying attention. So playoff races are definitely heating up. It's all about who can clinch, who doesn't clinch, and what happens with the scenarios afterwards. Because the Braves are in, right? The Braves are absolutely in. The Dodgers are in. We know all that. It's what happens to some of these other teams. So the Phillies clinched a playoff spot with a win against the Pirates on Tuesday, And then just a few hours later, got the 4 slot when the Cubs lost. So Philly will host the number 5 overall seed for a wild card series, which that's pretty big for them. And then you look at a couple of other factors. The Twins clinched the AL Central title with a win over the Angels last week, so they're sitting in a good spot. The Brewers clinched a playoff spot with a blowout win over the Marlins and secured the NL Central title on Tuesday night. Unless the Rays can catch the Orioles for the East crown, they will host the wild card series as the number 4 seed. Wow. So looking at who's playing who, it's projected to play anyway. It's pretty interesting. Like, you look at if the way it's drawn up, the Marlins and the Brewers in the National League, we're talking wild card, the Diamondbacks and the Phillies, then you get to the division series and you have the Dodgers there and you have the Braves on the one side. For the American League, the Astros and the Twins, I mentioned the Twins, so that's a projection to happen wild card wise. The Blue Jays and the Rays, that makes sense. Boy, it seems like every time I go to a game, it's the Blue Jays playing the Rays, but you know. And the top seeds, of course, the Rangers and the Baltimore Orioles. See, it's he who clinches those games in the beginning of the year. Mm-mm-mm. So incredibly vital to win those early series. Because it's like I said, if you start to have something happen with injuries or something else in the middle of the season, you know you've stacked up those games, and that helps against the totals. And it's certainly helping a couple of teams. There's no question about that. All right, MSU, what did they decide to do? Michigan State officially fired their coach, Mel Tucker, for cause. So Tucker was under investigation for a sexual misconduct complaint brought by a sexual assault awareness speaker. In a statement, the university said it terminated his contract for his admitted and undisputed behaviors, which brought public disrespect, contempt, and ridicule upon the university and constitute a material breach of his agreement and moral turpitude. So he is out without pay, and the athletic director, Alan Haller, informed him in a letter that the university intended to fire him for cause. Yeah, can't be doing some of the things that he's accused of doing. Out, out, out. All right, we are out. And like I said, some incredibly inspiring conversations. Please stay hooked in to our next two guests.
A new stereophonic.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue they have played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages, because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Senator Bob Mendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered a plea of not guilty to charges of bribery. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse are accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. With the Hollywood writers' strike ended, late-night talk shows are gearing up for their return. Looks like they're scheduled to resume airing on Monday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
To introduce you to Wafa Almahani. She has such a great book. I'm telling you, I think everybody needs it. I'm seeing so many of what I call walking wounded people in my life, and so much of this is about self-love, and she says it right in her book, Self-Love Explained, Unlock Your Gateway to Happiness, Healthy Relations, and financial prosperity. Who does not want that? So we are thrilled that she's joining us on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wafa, what a big thing to tackle. I know you have a master's in psychology, and I know that you really, really are so passionate about this. So I guess the first question is, thanks for coming on, and what made you write the book?
Thank you, Katie. I wanted to write the book because I wanted to share my self-love journey experience. First, when I started my self-love journey, I struggled to find information online. There were a lot of scattered informations, but nothing that is solid for me to look at and understand what that means. So that motivated me at the end of at this time to have to write this book about self-love from A to Z that has everything explained, everything that you need to know about self-love and how to pursue with it.
Why is self-love so important?
Self-love is the center of everything. If first, let me define self-love from my point of view. Self-love is a holistic approach to self-care, self-esteem, self-value, confidence. If you have all that, then you're contributing to your self-love. If you have a lack of self-love, then that will affect definitely your self-esteem. It'll affect how you look at yourself, how you value yourself, how you take care of yourself. And that's really important part of us to function in a healthy way throughout our lives.
Boy, no kidding. Okay, it really is A to Z. So let's dive into this. And we're not going to tell everybody everything in your book because, of course, they should go and pick it up. But tell us some of what we'll find in the book.
So you will find a thorough explanation about self-love, what does it mean, and how to practice self-love, and how to spot whether actually you do have self-love for yourself or not. Most important thing, there are like four ways to practice self-love, and I'm just going to summarize those. It's the most important thing is to get in touch with your feelings and wants and needs. A lot of people are grown in either a society that does not allow them to get in touch with, with their own needs, or whether they had like hard challenged childhood, or whether they grew up in a tradition where they're not supposed to think about themselves. So it's important for us to get in touch with our feelings, what we want, and embrace all that. A lot of people also struggle with boundaries. It's hard for us, especially when it comes to families and friends and close relationship. It's hard for us to set up healthy boundaries. And the book talks about how you can actually set up really healthy boundaries for between you and everything, everybody, like even your own son or your own mother or father. The other items that the book talk about in detail is mindfulness, to be in touch with them and to improve your connection with them. And that will allow you to watch your actions and reactions and take a full responsibility for them. And when you take full responsibilities of your actions and reactions, then this is when you actually pointing the finger on you instead on others. And this is where you grow.
Yeah, and the key is, right, and this is what I like about your book, because you can just pick it up really, I think, at any point. Like there you talked about, you know, the four vital ways to that you can practice self-love, and I think they're so key. And mindfulness is so big because people, the self-talk is often so negative, and that really holds people back, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Being in the present moment, it will allow you to clear your mind. It will allow you to get in touch with your essence versus just being out there and not polarized. It will allow you to get in touch with the real you. And when you are in touch with the real you, then there is no negativity there, because you can sense your essence. You can sense who you are, and then ultimately you can sense love. And all that is out there, whether it's the negative thoughts, the people opinions about you, the work problems that you're having, your daily challenges, all dissipate when you get in touch with the bigger value of you, which is your essence. Yeah. And mindfulness does that. Meditation does that to you.
Boy, that's so, so true. For you to undertake this and then put it out there into the world, what does that feel like?
I'm very happy and content, because I really feel like when I was on my self-love journey, I needed a lot of help. I asked people around. I wanted the help. I was craving it. And for me to be able to help even one person to read this and take, you know, some advices from it, or like, you know, read the statement there and he will go, aha, that's it. That's what I was looking for. It means a lot to me because I know the feeling.
Boy, yeah. And so you lived it, and here you have a master's in psychology. So it was something that you cared about. You grew up in Syria, and so often we point to what happens in our childhood when you were on the journey of self-love, and I think you're always on that journey, but when you started that, you just never stopped. But when you started that, you go back to childhood. So did you, just like all of us, did you have to unpack some of what happened in childhood?
Of course. And everybody will have probably their own package, and it could be like intense. It could be complicated. It could be easy. And yeah, definitely you do want it to go through your childhood to, understand a lot of things that happen. And once it's that cognition that comes to you when you're unpacking this, is like you understand what happened to you in the past and who you are now, why you are like this right now, right? And that is a solution to 50% of the problem. And then you start working on them. Yes, definitely. And in the book, there's a couple of sections there talking about the healing your inner child, because your inner child stays with you, you know, throughout your life. And healing it is an important thing for all of us to heal, not only from, like, you know, trauma in the past, but also to help you get on your feet and understand what was going on. And also the book talks about trauma at the end, and it's all like pretty much introduction, kind of like I'm not a specialist in terms of when you go to healing your inner child and dealing with the trauma, but I put enough information in the book for people that can resonate with these topics to basically take it in and go and find ways to heal what they have, basically.
Yeah, and you're pretty much saying it, and you said it right there, but you write the book, you put it out into the world, and people are listening to our conversation. What do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I'm hoping that they haven't a deeper understanding of what self-love is, and take part of it to help them with their journey. And for the people who don't even know if they have, whether they have self-love or not, a lot of people don't know this term. They're not familiar with this term. I'm hoping that they will be able to recognize what's going on with them and then start possibly their journey. One of the things actually that is important that the book point out, a lot of people also mix up self-love with selfishness and narcissism. And the book explains clearly the differences between these, where self-love is a focus on yourself within, from within. Selfishness is basically a self-absorbed situation where a selfish person would take advantage or like use the others on their behalf, or, you know, try to get what they want on at the expenses of others. So it's a totally different topic when you're talking about self-love and selfishness and narcissism, where it's like a feeling of, it's a disorder where the person will feel like a grandiose feeling. So with self-love, develop empathy for yourself and therefore for the others. While selfishness is something that it has nothing to do with empathy or sympathizing. All it's a self-absorption situation where a person needs to get help somewhere else.
Wow, I'm so glad that you said that, because you're right. I think people do confuse self-love, and especially, as you said, with selfishness, and of course has nothing to do with it. I think your book is just absolutely wonderful, and it's so necessary, especially for so many people in the world today. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Barnes & Noble, you can get it where great books are sold. And Wafa, continued success with the book, and keep spreading your message.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life?
Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is it! Fuck y'all! This is it! Right!
So imagine this. Imagine you are basically the replacement for Wolfman Jack. Also, Howard Stern follows you at a station where you're working. Wow. J. Thomas Smith is in our virtual green room. He's here on Author's Corner to talk about Black Radio and American History. That's his book. And we are pleased to welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Jay, I'll tell you what. Boy, there is so much to this book. There is so much rich history when you talk about Black Radio. We had a great off-air conversation, but let's talk about how it all happened for you. How did you get into radio?
Well, that's a very interesting story. I was actually a gopher for a disc jockey out in Los Angeles, and having worked with him over a period of time, I suddenly decided I would love to be a disc jockey. And, of course, I was told in no uncertain terms, how are you going to become a disc jockey if you can barely even talk? I had a speech impediment. Of course, that didn't bother me that much. I learned what I needed to do to overcome my impediment. Then, of course, I became a ghost for about 6 months, and I practiced and practiced and practiced until one day I dropped the tape on the gentleman, and he leaned back in his executive chair and said, my goodness, the only thing left for you to do is to get a job. And so once I did that, I couldn't get a job in L.A. because you needed 2 years' experience. So I went off to Detroit, and after harassing the broadcasters for several months, eventually one of the program directors told me, hey, we don't have a job, but you can use our production room whatever you want. And I went in there, and I practiced, practiced, practiced. As I stated, I became a gopher for several jobs, And one night I was in a club and a general manager heard me and wanted me to audition for a job at the station. And that was the beginning. I began Afternoon Drive at WGPR in Detroit.
Wow, which are huge, huge call letters, certainly, when you think about the past and you think about radio. What a great break you created for yourself. How fun was it to be in this career? What was it like for you?
Fun, my goodness. Boy, that was the best fun ever. I'm 20 years old. I got everybody ringing my phone, wanting to tell me all these wonderful stories. I got to meet all the recording artists and got to interview them. I got all the shows, front row seating. It was just a wonderful experience just being there. I was learning about myself and learning about a new business at the same time. So it was great. Always fun.
Yeah. What was your best brush with fame? I know that's a hard question because you met so many famous people.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, you mentioned Howard Stern earlier. You know, he followed me at the station, but not at the same time. He came to work there several years after I did. But as far as, Wolfman Jack was probably the biggest. I used to go to his house periodically once, transition was made. And, of course, I was doing promoting a concert, actually. And he and Smokey Robinson actually recorded the commercial for the concert. So that was incredible.
Mm.
And, so what else? I've met so many folks. I mean, Luther Vandross. I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, so many. Luther. Oh, those pipes. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Luther. Yeah.
Yeah, the Temptations. Isaac Hayes. They had to interview him once at the airport. There's Lou Rawls. They MC the show for Lou Rawls. And, of course, he's appeared on stage with him at another event. I think it was for a nonprofit fundraiser, and so it's just so many. I just quantify them. I could just run down a whole list.
And so you write this book, Black Radio in American History. What will we learn in the book? Tell us about the book.
Well, the book is very interesting. I really wanted to. I was inspired by my students actually reflecting on what they, the experiences they had or the experiences I had with them as students, and when they were students and I was teaching. But I noticed that they were eager to become radio stars, but they weren't too eager to learn about the history, the mundane stuff about how radio began and so forth. But in the book, there'll be a general history of radio and television. It talks about how television actually created the opportunity for the disc jockey. Had it not been for TV, see, all the shows that are on TV now, early TV shows, actually came from radio. And then once all the TV shows went to radio, there was a void, and they had to find a way to fill the void. And presto, zingo, there came the disc jockey. So the book also lists the contributions of pioneers of black radio. And one station, the one story that's always very fascinating, there was a story out of a station out of Nashville. It was what was called technically clear channel station. In other words, you had a lot of daytimers during that period. After sundown, the station had to go off the air. There was this one station out of Nashville that just covered many states. And they had a team of white disc jockeys who learned to speak like black disc jockeys. They learned the vernacular and the like and the sound. And they actually had the public believing there was a black radio station. Wow. And they made, and in fact, I listened to it. I was a teenager. I didn't know. And it's interesting. It was very successful, made a lot of money. And it went on for many, many years. Also, I think it's important. We talk about the significance of black radio in the civil rights movement and the impact that Taylor scandals had on the radio industry, how it influenced music preference in America. And the book also provides insights into the record labels, promotion, star, how they create a star. And another one is Formula Radio. In fact, you know, I worked with WWW in Detroit, which was a McClendon station. Well, McClendon was one of the originators of Formula Radio. That's the reason why you only hear so many songs. You hear the same songs over and over again. But that was a creation of Gordon McClendon and others in that era. And then another thing that I think is very important is just the prospect that ChatGPT could have on radio broadcasting. And in fact, it's being used already. So there's a lot in there, and I think it'll be an enjoyable book, not just for young people, for students, but for anybody who even listens to radio. I think it'll be a good read for you.
Right, for any of our listeners, by the way. And so, again, the book is called Black Radio in American History. And you talked about, you know, talking about the future with ChatGPT. What impact do you think it will have on radio?
Oh, that's an exciting area already. I think at some point, well, first of all, folks don't need to be panicking about ChatGPT. Basically, it's an aid right now. You may want to consider it just a personal assistant. It can help you do some of the mundane work that one has to do. But as far as radio, it would help in the sales arena. It would help in the programming arena. But the one that scares folks the most is they can actually clone your voice and create a robot to do talk just like you. It'll sound like you, but you're not there. And so that's one of the areas that most people have concern about. I recall back in the 70s, they tried to automate radio with tapes as a way to eliminate disc jockeys, but the tapes weren't smart enough. The computerization at the time made so many mistakes. But with ChatGPT, I think, GPT, I think that's going to be an area of concern.
Yeah, and overall, and you, it's great you broke down the book for us, and you can get the book and read all about its fascinating history. The impact on the black community in general, radio was big, and is big.
Yes, it was. It was very helpful in unifying the community, and it still does. That's where black people go for information, entertainment, of course. I mean, if, once they find their favorite station, they're locked in, you know, 24/7. And so it's a good. At one time, it was the best place to go for information. You want to know what's happening in your community for sure, in the world, that was the place to go. At one time, I worked at the station where at 5 o'clock there was a 90-minute newscast. And that's how important news was at the time. But now it's more music, less talk, and that was a consequence of formula radio.
Yeah.
So there was the fear, and I'm kind of digressing just a bit, but there was the fear that the disc jockey would become bigger than the radio station. So in an effort to make that not happen, because if the jock goes across the street, there goes the listeners too. So that was the reason why they eliminated that. They came up with formula radio, I guess is the best way to say it.
Yeah.
But that's the best place to go. If you want to know what's going on, you want to know about concerts, you want to know what's happening in politics, you want to know what's happening in the community, entertainment, that's the place to go.
Yeah. J. Thomas Smith, wow. Thank you so much for coming on. What a book and what a career you've had, and people can learn all about that. Appreciate you.
Thank you, and I thank you so much for allowing me to have access to your listeners today.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.